Welcome to day number 93, Shavua Tov. We are up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Now, yesterday we learned about different species of produce, of grain, whatever it is, that might look similar to one another. And because they look similar, you might think that, hey, they're the same species, they're the same family, and therefore you would be allowed to plant them together. You would be allowed to graft them together. But said our Mishnah, even though they look similar, no, they're actually considered kilaim. You are not allowed to plant them or graft them together. And if you did, you would violate the prohibition of kilaim. So we saw examples of that when it came to trees. We saw examples of that when it came to plants. And now we're going to see examples of that when it comes to animals. As we said in our separate recording, there are different categories of kilayim. One of the categories is animals breeding or mating together. So that our Mishnah is going to discuss that. There is another category of isurim when it comes to animals, and that's plowing together. But that's not this. That's going to be discussed later on. So it says Mishnah Vav, Hazaev v'hakelev, when it comes to a wolf and a dog, kelev hakufri v'hashual. Kelev hakufri is a dog that was raised in villages, sometimes for protection, but it was apparently small, and it looked like the shual, the fox. So these village dogs and a fox. Ha'izim v'hatzvayim, goats and gazelles. Ha'ye'elim v'harechelim, ibe and female sheep use hasus ve'apered, a horse and a mule, hapered ve'achamur, a mule and a donkey, hachamur ve'ha'arud, a donkey and a wild donkey, and all of these pairs, in each one of these sets, af al pisha domim zelazeh, even though they look similar to one another, right? The mule and the horse might look similar still, kila'im zebazeh. They are considered separate species, and therefore they would not be allowed to be bred together, and you would violate the isser of kilaim. So in all of these cases, they look similar, but you would still not be allowed to have them mate together. That is Mishnah Vav. Now, Mishnah Zayin. We learned earlier that you're not allowed to graft trees together. We already know that you're not allowed to plant different species together. What together means is something we're going to learn later on, what the proximity is, etc. But we know the basic principle, you're not allowed to plant things together. And we also learned that you're also not allowed to graft things together. So our Mishnah is going to concretize that rule. Says the Mishnah, Ein mevien ilan be'ilan. We do not graft two different trees together. Now that's the basic principle. The Mefarshim point out, and this is important, that is generally true when it comes to fruit-bearing trees. If you have two different species of fruit-bearing trees, you are not allowed to graft them one onto the other. But you are allowed to graft, and this is very important, if it's a non-fruit-bearing tree. All non-fruit-bearing trees are actually considered of one species, la halacha, and therefore you can have two totally different non-fruit-bearing trees, but as long as they're both not fruit-bearing, you are allowed to graft them together. There is no problem. You are not allowed to graft two different fruit-bearing trees together, and even one fruit-bearing tree and one non-fruit-bearing tree. But the basic principle is, when it comes to fruit trees, you are not allowed to graft them one to another, and yarak b'yarak, you're also not allowed to graft two different vegetables together. We already know that you're not allowed to plant two different vegetables together. You're also not allowed to graft them one onto the other. Below yarak ba'ilan, and you're not allowed to go either a tree onto a vegetable or a vegetable onto a tree. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda matir yarak ba'ilan. Rabbi Yehuda actually permits grafting a vegetable onto a tree, and the Mefarshim point that, and vice versa. Either way, you are allowed to graft a vegetable onto a fruit tree or a fruit tree onto a vegetable. The Bar Tanura points out right away that we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but he doesn't explain the reason as to why Rabbi Yehuda says what he says. So the Tosfos Yom Tov clarifies this. He brings it from Yerushalmi, and he says the basic principle that Rabbi Yehuda is advocating for is that it's only usher, kilayim is only usher when it can produce a new species of fruit. So when you have two different fruit trees that together, when you graft them together, it's going to produce a new type of fruit, that's problematic. If two different vegetables, if you graft them together, would produce a new, different type of species of fruit, that would be a problem. But when you graft a vegetable onto a tree or a tree onto a vegetable, it would not produce a new type of fruit, and therefore it would not be usher according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's a very particular way of understanding kilayim. And that might explain other areas also. It differs from the Chachamim quite drastically. The Chachamim say, no, it has nothing to do with producing something new. It has to do with getting the same nutrients or swapping nutrients with one another. So as long as the yanika is the same, as long as they're grafted together, it's a problem. But Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, it needs to be a brand new fruit. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Chachamim. So as long as it doesn't matter that it's not producing a new fruit, as long as it's two fruit trees or two plants, or even a vegetable to a plant, a fruit tree or a fruit tree to a vegetable, in all of those cases, it would not be allowed. You would violate the Isra of Kilayim. We'll continue with Mishnah Ches tomorrow.